CBSI in the World, I'm John Batchelor with George Friedman, the founder and chairman of Geopolitical Futures. I recommend the analysis from George and all of his colleagues about the ongoing fog of war, fog of diplomacy along the Russian frontier. We come now to another strange headline. This is London. This is the Financial Times, the pink newspaper. This is Europe talking to Europe. Russia demands NATO retract pledge to admit Ukraine and Georgia. Moscow issues first detailed list of proposals after U.S. offers European security talks with Transatlantic Alliance. George, the hard question here, and I learned from one of your colleagues, Antonio Colobassano, that NATO faces two important meetings coming up in 2022, in March and later on in the summertime, in June. Is NATO right now a credible adversary for the Russian Federation? Does NATO exist as it once did during the Cold War?
NATO is not there any longer. The heart of NATO is the United States. We are still there. But also the Bundeswehr, the German army, which has gone away. The French are, again, not cooperating with anyone in NATO. The fact is that NATO is not an institution of waging war. It is an institution of setting policies without having the ability to do it. The Russians are not worried about NATO, but he would love very much to split Europe into one part that's pro-Russian. Germany is doing that in a way, and gain economic benefits from that.
The situation right now looks as if the U.S. is consulting with NATO, but what part of NATO? Warsaw, I already mentioned that they're intending to double the size of the Polish army. Lithuania, Estonia, Latvia are anxious to in the extreme. There are other Eastern European countries that remember their 20th century, 21st century. Is there a new alliance growing, George, quite to replace NATO of the 20th century? Eastern Europe versus Russia.
Well, I think it's a worldwide crisis. It's a worldwide alliance. It is Britain, the United States, Australia, and Canada. The Five Eyes, the five intelligence services work together. And we see the United States working with Britain everywhere. We see it working with Australia happily and so on. And right now, for the United States, the most important alliance is in the Pacific. It runs from Japan all the way to Singapore. Vietnam is included and so on. In Europe, it's impossible to herd cats. It is impossible to bring. They do not want a military force. The Germans don't have one, and they don't want one, and they think they can deal the Russians out of this. So, yes, we'll consult with them, and we'll have meetings, and they love meetings. But the question of who can block the Russians is the Americans. The Russians know that. The Americans know that. The question is this the place we want to engage them? And the fact is we're keeping that very close to the vest. What will we do? The Russians are taking it less close to the vest. They're trying to convince us that they were going to have to fight there.
George, last thought, 30 seconds. Right now it's Christmas time and everybody's going to be celebrating in Europe. Is an accident possible here, the way it was during the Cuban Missile Crisis?
There was no accident in Cuban crisis in the end. And you don't make an accident when you're launching 1,500 or whatever number of tanks they claim to have. That's not going to be an accident. That's going to be a decision.
George Friedman, the founder and chairman of Geopolitical Futures. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.